is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased to have as my featured guest today Giuseppe Vaffangulo and David Scorpio, with whom I have been doing need-to-know broadcasts on the latest news developments on a daily basis, the three of us together, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And today's broadcast was so important, I felt we needed to extend the conversation and share it with all of you. Let me give you the basic report, and you'll understand why I regard this as a matter of the greatest urgency and importance. This is a piece published by Natural News, where, as many of you know, Mike Adams has been on the forefront of many issues. This particular piece is authored by Lance Johnson. Listen, world leaders are planning new lockdowns to introduce the World Debt Reset Program, which includes universal basic income and vaccination requirements. World leaders are preparing for a second and third wave of COVID-19 cases and are fine-tuning their lockdown strategies, which will be implemented late in 2020 and into 2021. Their planning involves the development of a new world economy, one that introduces medical fascism as a permanent way of life. This really explains what's been going on with the whole fake pandemic, why they're suppressing information, even from significant figures like Scott Atlas, who's the president's medical advisor, why they're promoting fake news, such as from Anthony, Tony the Rat, Fauci, and a whole lot of others, and where we now know what's going on in terms of its broader dimensions, why there was an effort to wipe out small business and the middle class. Absolutely stunning stuff. A Canadian whistleblower has now come forward with a plan. The whistleblower is on the Liberal Party of Canada's Strategic Planning Committee, which operates under the direction of Canada's Office of the Prime Minister. The historic lockdowns have engineered mass poverty and will continue to weaken people's financial and food security, making them more vulnerable and eventually making them more desperate to accept the new world economy and its bodily requirements. That's meaning literally, physically, your body. The new world economy includes the introduction of a digital currency, a universal basic income, vaccine requirements for travel, the World Debt Reset Program as its key. A continuous cycle of lockdowns into 2021 will eventually lead to an international economic collapse. Governments worldwide will offer citizens an alluring way out by promising to eliminate all personal debt, mortgages, loans, credit cards, and the like, all of it. However, you will have to surrender any personal property and assets you may actually possess. Now, Mitchell has notified me his Skype has crashed as he tried to call. I need to find out, are we still on the air or no?
We're on the air, Professor.
Oh, excellent, Giuseppe. I'm so pleased to have you there. In the U.S., this idea has already been implemented in 2020 through the Paycheck Protection Program. A lot of the public thought this was a good idea, a guaranteed loan program that forgives the debt if the borrower follows specific instructions. Under an impending economic collapse, any and all loans will be forgiven if the citizen agrees to participate in the World Debt Reset Program, funded by the International Monetary Fund. In order to get all debts forgiven, however, citizens will have to forfeit ownership of any and all private property, accept a universal basic income, and enroll in the COVID-19 and COVID-21 vaccination schedule. This sounds like the implementation of a communist agenda, because, of course, the key component of communism is there is no private property. As the rolling lockdowns and economic sanctions commence, citizens will be permitted all their previous freedoms to travel and gather in stadia and public venues as long as they provide an ID showing they were inoculated with all the mandated COVID-19 and COVID-21 vaccinations. In Canada, detainment camps are being installed in all provinces and territories to coerce people to comply with the new plans. The Canadian whistleblower revealed that this vaccine ID will be referred to in Canada as Canada's health pass. Now you know what all those FEMA camps are for. They're going to be used here for the purpose similar to what they're being used for in Canada. The whistleblower warns that world leaders in Australia, the U.S., the U.K., Canada, and New Zealand will push for complete and total secondary lockdowns, much stricter than the first and second rolling phase restrictions. The new lockdowns will be pushed in December 2020 through January 2021 by hyping up COVID-19 testing and case counts. As many of you are aware now, the hospitals are no longer keeping track of victims of flu or pneumonia or other respiratory diseases. They're simply all being lumped together as COVID-19. The upcoming lockdown plans are congruent with the Great Reset Plan outlined by the World Economic Forum and Event 201, both funded and pushed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which seeks worldwide compliance with vaccine experiments and genetic modification of humans. The Prime Minister's National COVID-19 Advisory Committee, established in March of 2020, is now advising and pushing the Canadian Office of Prime Minister and the Department of Prime Ministers and Cabinet in Canberra to carry out these totalitarian plans. During this time, medical facilities will reach peak capacity, even if it's only feigned or pretend, as occurred at the beginning back in February and March, which turned out to have empty hospitals, but where many were being denied the sort of routine medical treatment that's going to lead to more deaths and from all of the alleged COVID deaths, will enhance lockdown restrictions, implementing a third lockdown by quarter two of 2021. Large inventory shortages, supply chain breakdown, and economic instability is expected as all individuals are put on a universal basic income program to curb hunger, homelessness, and civil unrest. By quarter three, governments are expected to deploy military personnel to major metropolitan areas and roadways to create travel checkpoints. These tactics have already been tested out in 2020. Everyone who has depended on these systems will be forced onto the Health Pass vaccination schedule. Anyone who disagrees will be deemed a public health threat or an enemy of the state. The whistleblower said that dissenters will not be tolerated. Essentially, we were told it was our duty to make sure we came up with a plan to ensure that this would never happen. We were told it was in the individual's best interest to participate. When several committee members themselves pushed relentlessly to get an answer, we were told that those who refused would first live under the lockdown restrictions indefinitely, and no doubt in their equivalent of our FEMA camps. Those who refused to participate in the debt forgiveness program would be deemed a public safety risk and be relocated into isolation facilities. Once in those facilities, they would be given two options: participate in the debt forgiveness program and be released, or stay indefinitely in the isolation facility under the classification of a serious public health risk and have all their assets seized. And no doubt, there's a good reason why these facilities are equipped with guillotines. I have no doubt. Meanwhile, for confirmation, we have the discovery that the Rothschilds patented COVID-19 biometric tests in 2015 in the Netherlands on October 13, and again in the United States in 2015, where it was a constraint on the patents that they would not be announced until 2020. So the patents were made out long in advance, but not announced into 2020. I don't know how much more conclusive evidence we could have of the enormity of the scheme here that's really to take control of the entire planet Earth under the cover of a fabricated COVID pandemic, where those of you who have followed what we've been reporting again and again know that in comparison with other pandemics, the numbers are much smaller, but the publicity and the exaggeration have been overwhelmingly greater. We now see the monstrous plot that is devolving before our very eyes, why individuals of significant standing, like Scott Atlas, are being censored by Twitter and other media because Facebook, Google, YouTube and all are complicit in this monstrous plan. This is undoubtedly what George H.W. Bush meant by the New World Order, where a very small number, fewer than 0.1%, control the entire world, and the rest of us who are allowed to continue to live, because this is going to bring with it a 95% reduction in the world's population, will only do so as serfs and as slaves. Giuseppe, I have never been more profoundly disturbed in my life. Your comments, my friend, this is devastating.
This is so satanically evil, Professor, that it's stunning. I never thought in my lifetime I'd see this type of all-in Stephen King, like the Final Stand attack on the decent people's way of life, the functional economy. But that's what you get when you have the globalist parasites determining that they're no longer going to respect the sovereignty of the United States, the sovereignty of Canada, the sovereignty of the European nations, and that they want this new world order and they want it now. And they've been planning this for decades. And especially the whole scamdemic for the last 10 years, it was initially revealed in the Rothschild Foundation document, white paper about what threats lie ahead in the future. And they laid out four possible scenarios. The worst of the four was something called Operation Lockstep, which when you go back and read that decade-old white paper, it reads as though someone wrote the script for the TV show of the movie The Truman Show that we're all living in. It's so outlined what their intentions were. And also at that time, the psychopathic, megalomaniacal, deviant Bill Gates set upon his goal to create this web of a worldwide vaccine monopoly, which he's now basically achieved for the Western world. And it's just outrageous. I mean, the show we did today, The Need to Know, is the most powerful show I've ever been involved with. I urge everyone to go watch it via Twitter, Facebook, Need to Know, or YouTube, because it's so powerful. And we go into so many things, and we'll have the visuals for it too. In fact, I'm editing it as we literally speak right now.
Well, you know, Giuseppe, I have to tell our audience that this is not Orson Welles talking about an alien invasion. This is Jim Fetzer and Giuseppe Vefangiulo telling you that we now know the enormity of the plot against humanity. And it cannot be described in lesser terms, because those are the dimensions involved here. No doubt they use social psychiatrists, social psychologists, psychiatrists, sociologists to game this out, to figure under what circumstances the world's population would allow itself to be treated as docile sheep. And they found that threats, medical threats, were the most effective instrument of manipulation, and that a pandemic sounds so horrifying, even though technically properly understood, it merely means there are a large number of cases spread out over a large area, but where this pandemic is completely manufactured, totally fraudulent. Well, I've reported before, for example, Senator Scott Jensen of Minnesota, who happens to be a physician, was alarmed when he discovered he was being pressured to identify a patient who had died, who had never been tested as having died from COVID-19. And it was he who reported that hospitals were being paid $13,000 for every patient they identified as COVID-19, $39,000 for every patient they put on a ventilator. Early on, when I was doing research on what appeared to me to be an enormous fraud, Ole Domegaard suggested I take a look at the mortality tables for the European nations, and I went through all of them for some 50 nations altogether, And it was absolutely stunning because there was no increase, no variation, no deviation from the norm. Everything was totally normal. Then we got all these reports about the hospitals being overloaded, their emergency rooms just stacked with COVID patients, that they couldn't perform treatment of any normal medical procedures that they would otherwise have been attending to. And not only in Europe, but in the United States, citizen journalists went to the hospitals and found precisely the opposite was the case. They were empty. They were vacant. It was all propaganda. It's all in our minds. And what could be more ingenious than simply to manipulate people on the basis of false beliefs, endlessly repeated by every source in the mainstream, because they too, the mainstream media, are dominated by the same diabolical forces that are seeking to take control of planet Earth. Giuseppe, your thoughts?
Yeah, Professor, it's absolutely insane. The media, my early 10 years after college, I was a professional journalist, and it was even then you could see some of the gatekeeping, but it was still basically the fourth estate was respected. That was from 1980 to 90. And now it's such a propagandistic pawn of the globalist parasites that, I mean, I no longer watch any type of corporate news other than if I catch a clip because you or Scorpio say you really got to watch this. Because it's all lies. And when you're awake and you see that it's nothing but lies, why would I want to subject myself to it? It's just so insane. And plus, who knows what kind of subliminal messaging is involved in there. I mean, they're so diabolical at this point. And really, the saddest thing is I just went to the store to buy some groceries. And, I wear a face shield because you can tilt it and still breathe easily. But everyone else in that store was wearing a mask. And I'm just like thinking, my God, you're all so entranced by this evil. It's like in that Disney, or not Disney, maybe it was Disney movie, The Jungle Book, where that snake could hypnotize the young kid. And that's exactly what the corporate media and the government propagandist liars are. It's a hypnotic snake that entrances the weak-minded and the gullible. It's tragic.
And Giuseppe, we know that these masks deprive the body and the brain of oxygen that it desperately needs, that there are some organs of the body that cannot survive 3 minutes without oxygen, and that what they're doing are killing brain cells, irreversible brain damage, imposing additional stress on cardiovascular systems. So everyone who is wearing a mask in the false belief that it is providing them protection from what is actually an imaginary or virtual non-existent threat is doing serious damage to their own body, to their own brain, and where we are killing ourselves slowly by this mode of self-protection using masks. Let there be no doubt about it. This is a desperately wrong measure to wear these masks because they are having such adverse effects that the leading expert in the field is now projecting that within a couple of years, we're going to have an exponential increase in dementia induced by the deprivation of oxygen to the brain, and where she has emphasized that those who are depriving children by requiring them to wear masks are performing a criminal act because children's bodies are growing. They need oxygen to function. They need to be interacting with the environment. So every one of the measures that we have been instructed to follow, wearing the mask, social distancing, and lockdowns, is actually massively more damaging to our health and well-being than this coronavirus could ever pretend to be, and is doing real damage to humanity where the virus itself is not. Giuseppe, it is stunning. It is grotesque. And sad to say, it is the grim reality we confront today.
Well, it's even worse than what you're describing with oxygen deprivation and the long-term effects. The short-term malevolence is there is no second wave. The second wave is the bacterial pneumonia and the buildup of disease in the masks, increasing the disease load in the masks. And you combine that with the early rollout of toxic, deadly flu shots. That's where your second wave is coming from. And the early, actually, the early onset in many parts of the country of a cold wave, Arctic air blowing in. Anytime there's a dramatic change in weather, people get a cold or the flu. That's just my oriental medicine training for 6,000 years. The practitioners have known that, and you always be on the lookout for sick people once the weather dramatically changes from cold to hot or hot to cold, from lots of rain to dry. It's always creates taxation on the body, and you get sick. So this whole second wave is all, two-thirds of it are completely intentional and malevolently, satanically evil.
Now, Giuseppe, we're about to hit our break, and I hope that when we return that Scorpio may be able to join us. Is that a likely prospect?
Well, I'm trying him every few minutes. He's getting in the erotic land of Ecuador. He is, and I did that as a joke on purpose. It's the exotic land of Ecuador.
Yes.
He is getting fiber optic put in, so once he's back, he's going to be super fast, but I keep trying him every couple minutes. So as soon as it's working, he'll be back, but I do not know when that is.
Okay, just terrific. Well, as I said at the opening of the show, I don't think I've ever contemplated a more dire situation than we find ourselves confronting today, here and now, in the USA. And you and everyone you know needs to become aware of this absolutely stunning report coming from Natural News, authored by Lance Johnson. You want to find it on the internet, and you want to share it as widely as you possibly can so that we as a people can take appropriate action to deal with it and to save our lives. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live, Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Giuseppe, Mitchell has had an interesting observation about Meet the Press. I want to bring him in to comment on it. Mitchell, join the conversation.
Hey, hi, Jim. Hey, Giuseppe. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Good, Mitchell, how are you? I didn't know
if you saw anything about this, where in Meet the Press, where they had the Gretchen, is it Whitmer?
Michigan governor had an interview
with her, and in the background there was a set of two numbers. It's 8645 in the background on the left of her. I posted a little link there, and it's at the 113 mark in that video that I sent where this guy Aviva Fry talks about it. And Is that a subconscious hit on Trump?
Tell me what you think it means, 8645.
Well, 86 somebody, right? 45.
Trump's, oh, 45.
Oh, 45, I get it.
8645. President of the United States, 86, hit Trump.
Yeah. Is that a veiled threat? Because as far as I know, when you 86 somebody, I mean, that's, you know.
Taking him out.
I mean, I don't know. It's just it's in this video. It's on the Meet the Press.
I see it
from this past Sunday. It's in that little clip. That's why I went through and found out where the mark where it was placed in the background there when on the, I guess it would be on the right of the viewers left.
Well, that's pretty damn fascinating, Mitchell. And you know, Trump has now been speaking out on Monday. He was attacking Fauci and all these idiots, saying the public's tired of the pandemic and public health restriction as the infection rate rises. But we know the numbers are going up, but deaths are not going up, that it's all manufactured. It's all just manipulating the public based on fear and ignorance. And I think Trump is the greatest opponent, the greatest enemy, the one guy who could cease this in its tracks. And I think there's nothing more important we can do than to vote for Donald Trump. I mean, it sounds, you know, just so extraordinary, but the situation we're in is unbelievably monstrous. We got to protect this guy. He needs the best. There have been many efforts to take him out before, including at the State of the Union where Nancy Pelosi had a poison palm and where when she extended her hand, she did it in an odd way to conceal the fact that she had this on her palm. I mean, these people are absolute monsters, Giuseppe.
They are absolute monsters. They're disciples of evil, the satanic evil. It goes all the way back to the Babylonian Talmudic cult that was one of the fighting for power along the Sumerians and others. And they've been beaten down, but they've never gone away. And to this day, they practice these bizarre dark arts, and they've managed to control money for you know, millennia. And for some reason now, it may be that they feel like they lost control of the internet and too many people were sharing too much information, exposing them, but they are all in. And it's interesting. Last week we interviewed David Icke and played it on Revolution Radio, the two-part interview, and he sees it as an opportunity. He says the hidden hand is now in the room and the door is behind them, and there aren't that many of them, and it's up to us now to wake people up and to take care of business and to get rid of them, take them off the chessboard, you know, pretty much end their lives. They do not deserve to exist. They're crimes against humanity. They've murdered millions, if not billions, of innocents over the last several centuries, and now it's time for them to go away.
Yeah, it's absolutely stunning. Mitchell, further thoughts from you?
I think he dropped off, Jim. He's having internet problems of his own, so...
Well, it's absolutely astounding, everything that's been going on, Giuseppe. And, you know, we've been reporting on this from the beginning.
Right.
And here
there
it
is. Mitchell's back.
Our worst fears have been confirmed by this wonderful person who has leaked the master plan, which he was opposed to, but clearly finds himself in the position of being declared an enemy of the state in short order. So it's a damn good thing he got this information out.
God bless whistleblowers, and he's risking his life for sure. Mitchell's back now.
Mitchell, I wanted to encourage you to add further thoughts of your own about the situation as I was describing it. Doesn't it fit everything we know about what's going on? To a T? I think he didn't hear.
Interesting. I mean, he shows to be not muted, but yeah, maybe stepped away or something. When he comes back, he'll let us know, and then we'll have him answer the question then. Yeah, I just tried Scorpio again. He still must be getting the install.
I have a dear friend also in Canada, as was a whistleblower, who was contacted by a friend asking for his assessment about the election. Now, he and I have had several conversations about it, but I think the way he sizes it up is exactly right. Here's what he has to say. If the polls used by the major media are correct, Trump will be defeated. But those polls were way off in 2016. And the Pew Research Center could find no honest mistake which could explain why those polls were so far off, which means that those polls were rigged, as is easy to do by bias sampling. The major media have learned nothing since 2016 and are using the same polls. They are like gamblers who lost millions on bad advice, then continue to gamble on the same bad advice. It makes no sense. This year, Trump draws big crowds, and most often only a few or nobody shows up for Biden. The Gallup poll of late September reveals that 56% believe they are better off now than 4 years ago, and that measure has never failed to align with the winner in a presidential election. Trump is doing very well with Rasmussen approval ratings. And if he gets only a fourth of those who vote for the lesser of two evils, a quarter to a third of the electorate, he will win by a landslide. An increasing number of pundits predict a landslide for Trump based on unconventional standards, which have been used successfully for some years. We must rate Trump's chances without reference to the major media on what we have always known in politics. It is an open secret in the Democratic Party that Biden is in mental decline. I do not believe that the American people will vote for the Green New Deal, reparations for slavery, open borders, looting and rioting on the streets of our cities and such. So I predict a landslide for Trump. If I am wrong, I will admit it, and I will know I am out of touch, but I don't think so. I believe the American people hate the major news media, which is the best explanation for results in 2016. The most striking reality of that year was not that Trump won, but that the New York Times lost. And I think we should see something similar, only more exaggerated in 2020. So I am betting my money on Trump. I think he will win the Senate on his coattails and maybe the House too. Anyway, that's what I think, even though Republican fundraisers contacting me are dopes, so I have given them nothing. I am not afraid to disbelieve the major media, which are now and have always been crooks speaking for crooks. It has been that way since I got out of law school, when they lied to us every single day about the Vietnam War. Rudd was then a decorated Navy pilot, and I defended draft resistors, but we got over those differences too. This is from a guy who's a retired professor of law and who early on gave me legal advice about what to do when I was sued by a plaintiff representing, Sandy Hook. It was a real setup I did not realize, because I at that point still had confidence in getting a fair shake from the judicial system, where I now know so much better. But I do think, Giuseppe, that he's done a very nice job of delineating the situation, perhaps being too generous to the media, because none of this is naive or by accident or unintentional or based on ignorance. This is all deliberate deception. They know exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly right. Most people, even learned, such as your Canadian friend, have a series of erroneous beliefs that there's some integrity in the globalist media, which there is none, and there's some integrity in the pharmaceutical industrial complex, which there is none. There's some integrity in, you go down the list, and especially big government for profit, there is none. By the way, Jim, our new friend of show, Dean Medcalf from Great Britain, is now joining the show.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Dean, did you hear the first part? Let's have him, bring him in right now. Are you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm here, yeah. Yeah, I've been listening to the show, and it's interesting. But when they were saying, oh, expect lockdowns in December and so on in the UK and Europe, you're already seeing rumblings of that already. I'm seeing two things. I mean, one is that the so-called second wave in the UK is actually a move up to the north, the Midlands and the north, where essentially there's a rise in cases to the Midlands and the north. They're not as great and as violent as back in the summer, based on their own figures, based on their false image of it all, essentially. And so they have this three-tier system, and they tell you you're in tier three, and that basically means the whole of everything locks down pretty much that matters. And it's only just recent that Greater Manchester has been given a tier three, and the opposition happens to be the MP for that area. So there's a war going on there. So they're just locking down whole regions at will with different tiers. And there's this rule of six where you can't gather more than six people together. And there's rumours that other countries are going to adopt this rule of six coming out of the UK. So I think they're prepping for everything you were just talking about.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. And that the UK and Canada and Australia especially appear to be the prototypes, the pilot testing for how it's going to go. And where, when they deprive us of all of our private property, they're going to use this little cubicle housing where we'll be like rats in cages. I mean, that is our future if they are successful in pulling this off. Would you agree, Giuseppe?
Oh, I completely agree. And it's going to be worse than being a rat in a cage. They won't need a cage because the means of control will be have injected inside you. And once they're inside you, they know exactly where you are. And if you don't have up-to-date vaccination, your money disappears. If you do a show like this, your money disappears. And if enough people start following you, you end up in a FEMA camp or you get disappeared. I mean, it's horrific.
Today, since we're taking callers early, we have Scott from San Diego, who's been on the show before. Scott, join the conversation and share your point of view.
Oh, hey, guys. I called in a minute ago. I was going to my subject was kind of an aside from what you're talking about. I just had a suggestion for the debates on Thursday that Donald Trump used the 2 minutes of uninterruption to lay down the history and the groundwork for what's been going on with Biden.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Yes. What Scott's alluding to is that the debate commission, which has actually arranged to have the three presidential debates hosted by persons with deep ties to the Democratic Party, to Joe Biden or to Barack Obama and company, which is completely disgraceful, and in my opinion discredits them, have now adopted the policy that there may be no interruptions during the opening two-minute statements. Now, Giuseppe, when we spoke of it earlier today, it was unclear whether Scorpio thought that, in fact, there was going to be the mute button for the whole event. As I understand it, to this point, it's the first 2 minutes. So Scott makes an interesting suggestion where, let me add, that you and I and Scorpio are going to be doing a live broadcast, live commentary about the third scheduled debate, the second and last that will actually be held this Thursday. And, of course, it's from 8 to 10 o'clock, actually 8 to 9:30 Central Time, 9 to 10:30 Eastern, 6 to 7:30 Pacific. Scorpio, Giuseppe, would you like to add where that our commentary can be heard?
Yes, absolutely. It will be on Twitter Live at James Fetzer, @JamesFetzer. On Facebook, it will be Need to Know. The Fetzer Report, there's a Facebook page, Need to Know the Fetzer Report. It will also be on YouTube, on Giuseppe Vaffangulo, Need to Know the Fetzer Report. I rededicated my own page to that. And it will also be on the Rising Tide Media website, YouTube site, and quite possibly on Our Tide Media, which stands for Rising Tide Media, letter R, tidemedia.com. I think we're going to embed the YouTube broadcast and put it out live there. And if we can get it worked out with your new internet guys, we should embed that at your website as well, Jim. So it's going to be in multiple places, but Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook are the best choices. And I had a thought that if they're doing that to the President of the United States, he should walk out with a bullhorn.
Well, I think Trump, is heard wherever he may be, and despite their best efforts to suppress him, they're having very little success. Right. And I think the whole country is alarmed by all these forms of censorship, and that it's very appropriate that he's including them in his attack now on Fauci. I heard him observe the other day, it was a problem having him there, but that there'd be even more concern if he were to fire him. Obviously, he's been thinking about firing him. He deserves to be dismissed. I believe, however, with civil service protection, you got to demonstrate that it's for a cause where, some past administrations have actually moved up the political appointees into civil service levels of protection to make them more difficult to remove so that their influence endures from one administration to another. God knows Fauci, Tony the Rat, has done more damage to the United States than anyone in history, including all of our foreign enemies combined. That would be Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Emperor Hirohito, you name him, he's done more damage to the United States than all of them combined. Giuseppe.
Well, it's interesting. Tony the Rat Fauci is a traitor, but he's a globalist economic traitor. He's been an operative for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the biologics division, which is what they call vaccines. In 1986, he convinced a gullible Ronald Reagan, already somewhat senile, that it would be important to indemnify the vaccine industry. Otherwise, it's in danger of being sued out of business because there's never been a safe vaccine. There's never been an effective vaccine. They're all toxic. They're all deadly. They all alter how the human body works. The human body has a great number of systems that are all in balance working together. It's called homeostasis. And so when you inject something into the body, a vaccine, an inoculate, you're altering how the body works. So they're, in worst case, they call it SIDS, but vaccines murder newborns. Almost as worse, it permanently damages young people and turns them into zombies, autism. And then, according to Dr. Judy Mikovits, there's all kinds of utter toxins and contaminants in vaccines. So all autoimmune diseases, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, rheumatoid arthritis, the outbreak, even ALS supposedly are from contaminated vaccines. So if Reagan only would have been a true conservative, a true free market guy, and he would have said, well, Tony, I think we'll let the free market decide this, we would have been so better off, because those corrupt companies would have been sued out of business, and what would have risen from the ashes would have been Phoenix-like companies that provide a product that is useful, that is safe. And now it's grown into a megalomaniacal, utterly evil company that will kill people. They've murdered 200 natural doctors in the last couple of years who exposed the fact that in many of these vaccines is a substance called Nagalese that destroys the way the body processes vitamin D, and as well as having active active contaminants that cause cancer. They've murdered 200 different natural doctors, naturopaths, herbal practitioners who have come out publicly and stated it, as well as they've murdered 200 virologists and geneticists, the people who had ethics like Dr. Judy Mikovits, who were going to speak out about this $500 billion a year bioweapons program. They call it gain of function, but the gain of function is to be able to kill people. And so they've murdered people who would rat them out. So Fauci is historically and epically evil as an operative for that criminal cabal.
Yeah, I think you've said it very, very well. I take it we still do not have Scorpio available.
We have Dean and we have Mitch.
We have Mitchell and we have Scott and we have Dean. Yeah. Dean, further thoughts of yours?
Well, I remember the saying floating around in America, audit the Fed.
Paul, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think there should be audit the vaccine in the US. So essentially, instead of having like a financial auditors team, you build secretly a vaccine auditor team, and then you systematically go in and look at all the original tests and just pull them all at the same time and then just go over them, and you'll just find holes everywhere in the testing, and that would be game over. But it's actually getting that set up without it getting leaked and getting people in position to do it.
Scott, go ahead and throw in a few thoughts of your own if you like. Giuseppe, yours.
I think that Dean makes an excellent point. In fact, one of the people murdered was, I would have had his name if I knew we were going to talk about him, but there was a young black guy, a PhD, who was a protege of Fauci, and he was suicided about a year ago because he had a conscience and he was going to leak some of the stuff when it started coming out from Judy Mikovits and with Robert Kennedy Jr., he felt like it would have been safe to come out and he would have destroyed Fauci, and all of a sudden, boom, he accidentally decided to kill himself. Jeez, what a tragedy, especially when he was going to come out and whistleblow.
Yes, well, they're going to do that, right? If they got an inkling somebody's going to blow the whistle, they're going to move rapidly and decisively to squelch them.
Right.
Mitchell, would you like to toss in a few more thoughts of your own? Your thing about Meet the Press is rather fascinating. I find that very disturbing.
Well, you know, the assassination of the Trump presidency never stopped. And it's been ongoing and it's continuing. And it clearly is a war between Trump and the deep state. He was an accidental president. He wasn't supposed to win. And the deep state has been trying to correct that ever since.
And with no success at all, but they've been throwing everything at him they possibly could. And now we see the outline of a more monstrous agenda, which is profoundly disturbing. I know we're about to hit the break, so everyone know you're welcome to call in to speak to Giuseppe and me. Dean's here too, 540-352-4452. I repeat, 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at your earliest opportunity. We'll be right back after the following break.
Yeah, so anyway, come on, give us a call, 540-352-4452, and we'll get you on the air. You can tell everybody, tell us what your thoughts are. Okay, hopefully we should be getting there about now.
Thanks, Mitchell. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go.
Travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions through the elements and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
All right, good day wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where we have Giuseppe Vaffanculo and David Scorpio, if he can connect with us, as my special guest today. We had such an extraordinary need to know today, and the stories we were reporting were so important. I felt it was a good idea to bring them in for us to continue the conversation. We also have Dean from the UK here joining us, making additional comments, and everyone's welcome to call in the number 540-352-4452. Giuseppe, let me pick it up with you, my friend.
Yeah, Jim, urge everyone to go find the October 20th episode of Need to Know, the Fetzer Report. It'll be up in a couple hours. I'm editing it as we speak and adding clips and pictures and such. And it is so important because we really focused on the shocking truths that the Canadian whistleblower and Dean, our fellow host here at Revolution Radio, is verifying, that the globalists are going all in with this phony second wave. That's the illness is being caused by mask wearing, being caused by the toxicity and poisons and contaminants in the flu shot, and being caused by a typical seasonal change, which always causes people, depending on what part of the country you're in, to catch a cold flu. So that those three things are now going to be called the second wave of COVID-19. It's absolutely insidious and satanically evil that they've now created the nano terrorist, which is the coronavirus, the common cold, which is ubiquitous and omnipresent in nature. There's common cold virus in all humans, all mammals, even reptiles have it. And so now that's going to be the new terrorist. So advocate that people go watch the show, and they're hearing bits and pieces of it, but the show was so well put together and is so powerful, and this is it. This is our final stand. We have to fight, and we have to remove these satanic globalist parasites from the face of this earth. They don't need to stand trial. They've already murdered millions upon millions, if not billions, of innocents. They need to be hunted and removed from this planet.
Let me just illustrate the point I was making about the numbers, that during the very first quarter of the year, January 1st to April 1st, which just happens to be April Fool's Day, of course, COVID-19 deaths worldwide totaled 46,438. Now, if you just hear that number, you might think, gee, that sounds imposing. That's nearly 50,000 people. Until you learn that in the same period of time, the seasonal flu took three times as many, 121,993. Or that during the same interval of time, malaria took six times as many, with 246,121. Or that deaths from suicide were even greater at 269,076. That traffic fatalities were 338,715. HIV/AIDS death, 421,808. Alcohol, 627,571. From smoking, 1,254,352. From cancer, 2,060,730. All of which dwarf, I mean, make this number, COVID-19 of 46,000, trivial by comparison. But we're not hearing any of that, Giuseppe. We're not hearing any of that, because it's massive fear-mongering. And indeed, if you wanted further proof, we know this so-called pandemic has been hyped like no other. For example, already when the deaths were only 2,405, they were hyping it, recommending lockdown, social distancing, destruction of the U.S. economy, compared to the H1N1 flu with nearly 12,500, the annual seasonal flu is 61,000, cancer over 600,000. This is obviously totally rigged, totally fake, totally phony, exaggerated, wildly out of proportion. Giuseppe, they have just used the politics of fear or the psychology thereof to manipulate the world's population, and where in the U.S., we are so scientifically illiterate in general, we were easy to play.
Well, Jim, it gets even better than the numbers that you're describing that are more causes of death than the so-called novel coronavirus. And then you have to take into account that 90% of attributed coronavirus, novel coronavirus deaths are comorbidity, which means that the patient was already dying of cancer, dying of COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, dying of heart failure, dying of late stage diabetes, dying of all kinds of things. And so instead of taking 6 months to die, they caught a cold or they caught a flu or they caught a pneumonia and they die in 2 weeks. And that all those deaths, which were going to happen anyway and happen every year during the cold and flu seasons, we're now put in the new category of novel coronavirus. And what's even more offensive, Jim, is for my show, The Perfect Triangle, a week ago Friday, I did some research and I looked at 2017, which was between upper and lower respiratory disease causes of the death. Worldwide, 6.4 million people were killed. And now this year, according to deathmeter.info year to date, there's been 4.9 million, and that includes the coronavirus. That's within the upper lower respiratory 4.9 million. So so that's 10 months. You divide it by 10, that's 490,000 per month. So you just round it up to another million for the final 2 months of the year. That gives you essentially 5.9 million, which means that, ooh, the terrible pandemic, we're going to have 600,000 less deaths caused by upper or lower respiratory disease, which is including the coronavirus. So it's a complete scam to pull off the Great Reset, the new normal, Agenda 2030.
We have a new caller here from the 475 area code. Caller, give us your first name and your state and join the conversation.
I'm Bernie from Connecticut.
Okay, Bernie.
You know, when this first, before they started yelling coronavirus, I was sitting in my office and I was looking at the Rebo market. And I said to the woman I work with, because it was like a week of $300 billion bailout a day, right? And I said to her, you better start buying food. He says, why is that? I said, the so-called world economy is collapsing, right? And then a month later, they come up with this coronavirus.
Yeah, you were right on top of it. You were right on top of it, Bernie. That was very astute of you. Go ahead.
Well, you know, everything that happens, it's always money, you know, whether it's the 87 collapse, you know, because in 87, Mendel Rivers, the head of the House Banking Committee, came on, and he said, well, we're having trouble out in the Midwest, and then it's going to the East Coast, because people living in tent cities in Houston, right? And the Saudis sold the oil for $9 a barrel. And that and it was under the Reagan administration. He went, oops. And it took out all the oil in Texas and Oklahoma. And each time, you know, whether it's in the later, every 10 years or so, like that bailout of GM and all that stuff, and half the factories went to China and Mexico. I mean, every 10 years, they destroy everything. It's like just like clockwork, you know, right up to 9-11, you know.
And, Giuseppe, so, you want to respond? Yeah, Giuseppe, you want to respond to Bernie? I think he's made some nice points.
Yeah, I think he's made some excellent points. I completely agree. And Bernie, were you aware that the worldwide derivative market is now at like, options derivative is like at $1.4 quadrillion, which is like $1 trillion. And there's no way that can ever be paid off. So they have to do, they have to blow the entire system up. Otherwise, they'll be held responsible. And don't you think that's what's going on here in part?
Well, that's the start. I mean, this has been going on for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at 2006, 2007, they did the bailout. Look at the dot-com bubble, right? And then 9/11, where they stole all that gold out of the basement, right? I mean, it's just one scam after another. And Homeland Security is really an occupation force. Everybody knows that. They set it up right after 9/11 with Chudoff and his whole gang with the with all that equipment to test everybody when they went through the lines at the airports. I mean, it's just this constant scam, you know?
Right, right.
You know, this never stops.
We have another caller joining us from California. Paul, go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. When you said earlier that everybody was welcome to call, I figured that might even mean me. So
why not, Paul? Why not?
I mean, you know, look, I'm 1 week away from just joining, you know, the mask wearers, and I'm probably going to line up to get a vaccine. I'm starting to sanitize my hands multiple times a day now.
How would
you all feel about me if all of a sudden I was to turn traitor and sanitize my hands on a regular basis and wear a mask to go buy groceries?
Well,
would you be a little disappointed?
Maybe just a tad.
Okay, well, I encourage all you to do the same because most of the time nobody says anything. I'm talking about at least 60 to 70% of the time. The other times I just say, hey, no, that's not for me. I don't do that. And I just keep on walking. And I encourage everybody to do what I've done now twice. For small, you can't do it with a whole grocery basket, right? But I've done it for like two and three items at a time where they say, well, we're not going to ring you up. We can't give you service without a mask. I put the money on the counter and I walk out the door. That's what it's going to take to win this thing without gunfire. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to take place because most people don't have any courage. But I really encourage anybody who's listening to this call to start doing what it is I've been doing since the beginning, which is A, telling people that it's a snipe hunt, and B, telling people the most important thing we can do is to disobey. To ignore these people, and that includes the clerks. And you'd be surprised how often they don't say anything. I go to places where I test. I don't necessarily need to go there or want to go there, but I'm saying, okay, I'm either going to get served or I'm going to get a case. Because right now, all the law is on my side. There's zero law on their side. All the law is on my side. There's multiple violations they're committing by denying me service. So the bottom line is I go in and I'm just trying to do whatever it is I do, buy a coffee or a bagel or anything else. And you'd be surprised how everybody else has got a mask on. I walk in, I give them my order. I went to a Baskin-Robbins ice cream parlor just the other day just to test it, right? Everybody else in there is wearing a mask. I walk in, I ask for my ice cream. The guy serves me my ice cream. He takes my money and I leave. Nothing was said to me. So in many ways, you know, it's all a fraud, not just the big picture, but on the smaller scale, it turns out that a lot of people just really don't care. And they, in my opinion, they're looking for somebody like us, for somebody like me. You know, there's a few that take issue with me and what I do, and they think I'm endangering people. But, you know, it's like I can't help what they believe. And I just tell them, hey, you can believe whatever you want. I don't believe a word of it.
Well, you know, I live in Connecticut, and people barely say a word about whether you have it or don't, you know.
Good.
Except for stores, you know. And even them.
There's a guy that posted a video on YouTube. He went to a Trader Joe's in Connecticut. His name's David Weiss. He's got his own YouTube channel. It's W-E-I-S-S. In fact, Sophia Smallstorm posted his video on her website where they would not take his money. He walked out of the store with groceries. He told him he was leaving. But the mistake he made was he just waited around for the cops to come.
Well, yeah, I mean, that happened in the beginning with me at the Guitar Center. They didn't want to take cash because they didn't want to touch it.
Good.
You know what I mean?
Get this. I just made an effort to post the article that I consider to be so important from Natural News. I said, if you're going to read only one article today, this week or this month, this is it. World leaders are planning new lockdowns to introduce the World Debt Research Program, which includes universal basic income and vaccination requirements with a link. And when I seek to post it, we can't complete this request because this link has been identified by Twitter or our partners as potentially harmful. Visit our help center to learn more. How disgusting is that?
Well,
how
no,
disgusting
just,
is that?
You the level of censorship, it. Yeah. Go ahead, Bernie.
Giuseppe, go ahead.
Well, I stepped on Bernie. I'd like to have him finish.
No, that's all right. You can go. I mean, it's just looking more like a Borg world, you know.
Yeah, the new world order has been here for a while. It's just showing its face now.
Machine planet. Unbelievable.
So if nobody else wants to go quickly, I will take maybe 1 or 2 minutes for this little piece. So, Jim, you talked about an article, very important, everybody should read. Well, so here's one from John Rappaport's site that's also posted for everybody else, too, on The True Seeker, the truthseeker.co.uk. And this is I linked from this from Mammy's or from Grism's Blogspot. And essentially, it's the fraud of the testing and what the virus really is or what it isn't. And here's an interesting little paragraph. All right, this is an interview with Dr. Thomas Cowan, okay, who's pretty well known. If you want to watch him, just go online, C-O-W-A-N, Dr. Thomas Cowan. Anyway, here's what he says regarding their supposed sequencing and testing. So to me, this computer generation step constitutes scientific fraud. Here is an equivalency. A group of researchers claim to have found a unicorn because they found a piece of a hoof, a hair, and a snippet of a horn. So then they add that information into a computer and program it to recreate the unicorn, and then they claim that this computer recreation is the actual unicorn. Of course, they never have actually seen a unicorn and could not possibly have examined its genetic makeup.
Paul, did we lose you?
Yeah, he dropped off. I will validate what our friend of show, our dear Paul of California, is saying. I've been watching more and more of this Dr. Thomas Cowan, and we need to get him on some of our shows. This guy is a bright man and has an MD who's totally understands the natural way in nutrition. And this latest video that our friend of show, Michael Ivey, sent out on YouTube, an interview about an hour long. I'm about 20 minutes into it. And he's just learned more himself in the last, few months. And the more he learns, the more horrific it is to him. And so, holy cow, Paul's back. Paul, I was just validating your observations about Thomas Cowan. We got to get him on some shows.
Yeah, well, so whatever happened, I just cut off. But here's what he was talking about, and he
hey, it's Scott. So well. Leave a message.
At the Hello? Tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello.
What happened? Yeah.
Mitchell was trying to call Scott back.
I was trying to call Scott back after my internet dropped.
Okay.
So, all right. So staying on this, this is the kind of thing, this encourages me to read more scientific papers because I haven't read a lot. I've dabbled in a little bit. I've read more legal stuff than I have so-called scientific or medical stuff. But once you get into it, it's not that daunting. You might need to define a few words here and there, but you can pretty quickly pull it apart, and you can see if the average person was just to take a little time and look at some of these things, their eyes would be so much more open. So anyway, having said that, here's what he talked about, right? He said, okay, in this supposed genome sequencing, we find that rather than having isolated the virus and sequencing the genome from end to end, they found 37 base pairs from unpurified samples from the PCR probes. This means that they actually looked at 37 out of approximately 30,000 of the base pairs that are claimed to be the genome for the intact virus. They then took these 37 segments and put them in a computer program which filled in the rest of the base pairs. So this is science from our so-called science medical establishment. It's a cartoon. That's all it is.
Yeah, I think that's pretty close to right. Giuseppe, would you agree?
Absolutely. I don't agree with some of the idea that there is no infectious disease that some of these pioneers or leading edge guys promulgate, because it's not true. In my own medical training, Oriental medicine identified 6,000 years ago, they knew that something was infectious, and they didn't have the technology, the acumen to call it. They used to call it a wind invasion. Like, you know, if you got a cold breeze on the back of your net and you'd get a cold, or they call it a heat invasion. That was a flu or febrile disease. And you go back even farther to Ayurvedic medicine, which goes back about 12,000 years, and they've identified the same thing. But I completely agree with Dr. Thomas Cowan, Dr. Stefan Lanka, and some Andrew Kaufman, that this entire farcical industry of vaccination as an inoculant is absolutely criminal, and it's murderous and needs to go away yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Dean, your further thoughts?
Well, I just find it ironic that you're talking about computer models where they fill in some data points or some sample, shall we say, and then they build a model of the gaps. So essentially, according to the media, everyone's a conspiracy theorist, yet they have a computer-generated conspiracy theory. It's computer-accelerated conspiracy theory. So it's just hilarious. And I just find it ironic as well that the biggest gains in AI actually go back to a Google project with NVIDIA, where it's computer-accelerated deep learning, and that's perfect for reconstructing missing parts of a picture and making a picture out of a lesser thing. It's not native.
And Dean, I'm sure you've noticed in the UK, they're probably doing the same thing as they're doing here, which is every time you see something on the news, on television, or even actually pictures in the newspaper of this virus, it's always a very colorful illustration, and they vary, right? So, I mean, at least they could be consistent, but they've used different shapes and looks and different colors. And as one person joked early on, it's like they took a golf ball and they put little miniature golf tees on it, and then they vary the color scheme of this thing, and then they tell us we all need to be afraid of it. And it really is just laughable.
But at the same time, there are people that destroy their immune systems because they don't get enough rest or too anxious all the time, and all that adds to your destruction of the immune system. And this COVID is making your immune system even worse because you're nervous all the time. you don't get any.
Well, there's no such thing. Everything you said is true, except for the part where this COVID is making something worse. Okay, there is no such thing as a COVID.
Well, I'm saying regardless, just thought of an illness does it, you know.
Yes.
Yes, immune compromise. People are compromising their immune function and lowering the body's homeostasis, which is the overall level of functionality of the human body as a whole. And so when you compromise your immune function, weird things can happen. You get sick. You get so anxiety is terrible. It's one of the seven taxations in traditional Chinese medicine. So excellent point, Bernie.
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend who was had cancer. He had Hodgkin's disease when he got it at 23 years old. You know, he got overdosed at Armstrong or one of those rubber factories. You know, and I said to him, because I was into yoga heavy, and I said you got to stop drinking alcohol. Stop tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplant are three poisons that the Incas used to feed the conquistadors, and they gave them syphilis, and they spread it all through Europe. You know what I mean? So I mean, you know, diet. What do people eat? They eat French fries and ketchup. That's two poisons right there. You know what I mean? It's tomatoes, potatoes, and eggplant. Well, that's two right there. At the turn of the century, they didn't eat tomatoes. You know, now everybody's eating this stuff. So I mean, the combination. You know, computers. People are up all night on the damn thing, and then they're watching TV all night. They're watching videos. They're not getting any rest. They're getting 4 hours of sleep and going to work. I mean, the general immune system is just shot from all this stuff, you know.
Right.
I have.
In fact,
I was going to say that's the exact sort of thing that Stefan Lanka talked about in one of his early videos he did about AIDS. And it was also the same thing I read about in multiple little publications, including Nancy Turner Banks' book, AIDS, Diamonds, Opium, and Empire, where
they're doing amyl nitrates. They were like have a multiple partners. They were just ripping through their immune system,
right.
You know.
And then to treat these people, they gave them such poisons as AZT. So it's really just it's a witch's brew of what we're looking at. It actually is real voodoo medicine.
My friend who died of cancer, it took him like what? I told him, watch your diet, don't drink alcohol, don't do this. His mother said, get out and get a job. This is 10 years later. He went to managing some Burger King or something. And he got it, went into remission, and they started him on chemo. And chemo back then, they didn't know what the hell they were doing. They overdosed everybody.
We'll pick it up when we come back from the break. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
The evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Hi everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media, political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where we're continuing our conversation. We have Bernie from Connecticut here. We had Dean from the UK. We had Paul from California. And Giuseppe, of course, has been my featured guest today. We hope to be joined by David Scorpio, who's getting new fiber optic cable installed and hasn't quite got it together yet. Meanwhile, Mitchell, too, is, of course, welcome to join the conversation, but he's having problems with his internet. Let's go back to Bernie in Connecticut. You were making some points before we were so rudely interrupted. Bernie.
Well, yeah, I was talking about chemotherapy when it first started, and everybody they were giving it to, it was killing them, you know, because my friend died a horrible death with that stuff. And he was doing all right for 10 years. He says, well, it's coming back. You got to do this. And his mother said, you got to go out and get a job. And he's out till 2 o'clock in the morning, not getting any rest. Right? It came back. But usually you don't. I know somebody whose daughter had the Hodgkin's. Her father owned a rubber thing, you know, a tire sales place. And she got Hodgkin's. And she didn't even work at a rubber factory, you know. But there's a lot of contaminants out there, and so they gave them chemo, and it basically killed them in 6 months.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're just guessing, you know. They don't know what they're doing. They just hit and miss. Well, they don't have.
Unfortunately, Bernie, the people at the top that are controlling this are not guessing. Everybody underneath, maybe, and they may be, you know, somewhat innocent, but I would highly recommend a great book which started me down this road on cancer and other such things. It's called World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. And the first half of the book is the medical part about cancer, and the second half is the political. And, of course, the political is more properly labeled the conspiratorial. And it is mind-boggling. They knew then, and they know now. The people that really know anything, the researchers are very intelligent. They know that they're doing something which is toxic to the human being. I mean, for God's sake, Lorraine Day said in her excellent, which I highly recommend anybody, you can watch it on YouTube, called Cancer Doesn't Scare Me Anymore, where she says that, yeah, a lot of the chemotherapy drugs are labeled as carcinogenic. They're on the label. So what kind of insanity are we living in? It's been very frustrating for me because I've been awake to this stuff for 30 years.
But who am I? I'm just a guy that shoots his mouth off.
You know, Rockefeller's John D. His father was a snake oil salesman. So you know, the whole medical thing is nothing but a statistical thing that they watch. Right.
And right across the street, literally a half a mile away, at the Kaiser Medical Center, right now I could walk over there and I could show you cars in line waiting to get a flu shot. So, I mean, it's just like, what can I do?
You know I had a doctor says, I'm taking a flu shot. She was sick for a month after she took the flu shot.
Yeah,
I didn't take it. I never got it. I never had the flu.
I know.
So,
well, if you want to catch the flu, take the flu shot. That's probably the single most effective way. Giuseppe, your thoughts on cancer and the like.
Well, first, Paul, you are somebody. You're the guy who no longer has to wear a condom. And secondly, it's if you want to catch the flu, but what's sad is when you take that contaminated toxic flu shot, you become Typhoid Mary for 7 to 10 days. You're a super spreader. And that's what's so concerning about these hypnotized, entranced, weak-minded early adopters of the COVID-19 vaccine is what are they going to be spreading?
Yeah, you don't know what it is either.
It's absolute madness. So instead of filling the air with more of my blather, I thought I would just read briefly from this article, and I highly recommend it. It's a John Rappaport site, No More Fake News. It's also on the Truth Seeker. And here he talks about their methods. So here's Dr. Thomas Cowan commenting, you know, to John Rappaport, where he says, quote, "The real blockbuster finding in this study comes later, a finding so shocking that I had to read it many times before I could believe what I was reading. Let me quote the passage intact. We examined the capacity of SARS-CoV-2 to infect and replicate in several common primate and human cell lines, including human adenocarcinoma cells, human liver cells, and human embryonic kidney cells, as well as two monkey cell lines. Each cell line was inoculated at high multiplicity of infection and examined post-infection. No CPE was observed in any of the cell lines, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes down here. It says, in contrast, HU7.0 and 293T showed only modest viral replication, and A549 cells, i.e. human cells, were incompatible with SARS-CoV infection. So what does this language actually mean, and why is it the most shocking statement of all from the virology community? When virologists attempt to prove infection, they have three possible hosts or models on which they can.
Paul, what a shame we lose him right at that crucial moment. Giuseppe,
yeah.
Would you like to pick up on what the point Paul was making?
Yes, the point is that Thomas Cowan is reading their own studies, their own words, and it's validating everything that Judy Mikovits, that Dr. Rashid Buttar, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Dolores Cahill are all saying how horrible these vaccines are. Paul's back, so I'll let him continue.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. I'm just sitting here talking on my phone, doing nothing. Just keeps dropping. So just quickly, what he says here is this. He says, the method that the virologists rely on is inoculation of solutions that they say contain the virus onto a variety of tissue cultures. And as I have pointed out many times, such inoculation has never been shown to kill the tissue unless the tissue is first starved and poisoned. This is Dr. Cowan talking, not me, when I use the word I. The shocking thing about the above CDC journal quote, this is right from the Center of Disease Control Journal. The shocking thing about the quote, he says, is that using their own methods, the virologists found that solutions containing SARS-CoV-2, even in high amounts, were not infective to any of the three human tissue cultures they tested. In plain English, this means they proved on their terms that this so-called new coronavirus is not infectious to human beings. So,
yeah, that's pretty damn stunning, Paul. I love it.
Yeah, so this is what we're looking at. It's just, it's absolutely incredible. And, I mean, it's unfortunate that not one person in, what, 5 million, maybe one person in 2 or 3 million would read this, and all it is just a few paragraphs on John Rappaport's site. And, you know, it's like, anyway, you guys know why I read it, and thanks for hearing it.
Paul, send me a link to that, would you? I think that's very, very important.
Okay, will do.
Giuseppe, your views about cancer and all that?
Well, the cancer industrial complex is such a murderous scam. I mean, the arrogance of the white conqueror as applied to medicine, right? These men of letters know better, and instead of taking a natural approach and supporting the body's immune function to help the body fight off the cancer, which is the only way you cure cancer, especially if you use something like Rick Simpson's cannabis oil, which cannabis and hemp are like God's gift to humanity as far as healing properties, especially with cancer. But no, their idea is to completely destroy the immune function and temporarily kill the cancer. Well, the joke of chemotherapy is you never get it all. And so these people, oh, I'm cancer free, I beat it. No, you didn't. And what happened is once you destroy the immune function that completely, it's never as robust. So inevitably, the cancer grows back and your immune function is even weaker to fight it, unless you really turn to like the cannabis oil or natural protocols. You will eventually die of cancer, but along the way, you're an amazing profit stream for these ripoff corporations in the cancer industrial complex.
Yeah, well, there's a naturopath from Australia on the web, Barbara O'Neill, and she uses castor oil. You know what castor oil is?
And sure, castor oil packs.
Right, she makes a poultice out of it and puts it over the breast cancer spot, and it dissolves it.
Well, it draws it out, too. You know who recommended that? Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, when he would go into his trances in the 1910s and 20s. Most people don't know who Edgar Cayce is, but if you look him up, C-A-Y-C-E, Edgar Cayce, the sleeping prophet, he had followers who transcribed or recorded thousands of these trances through the 40s or the 50s when he died. And it's all, they have something called the ARE Foundation now in Virginia Beach, and they have it all in books and tapes and everything. It's really fascinating. But one of his big things was the castor oil poultice. It draws out everything. And so if you have any kind of infection that's not healing, you take a cabbage leaf, an organic cabbage leaf preferably, and you put a bunch of gooey castor oil on it, and then you put it over the like you said, the tumor or the wound area that like MERS that's not healing, and then you wrap it with some saran wrap or something that keeps it moist for a while, and keep it on there 4 to 6 hours, or sleep overnight if you can sleep like that. And it's stunning how it helps the body fight these things that normally you could not fight.
Right. It costs $8 for a bottle. $8 for a bottle. I have it, you know. But
that is some cool stuff. I never heard of that before. So,
castor oil, yeah. Barbara O'Neill, she's a naturopath. She knows, she's on the web. She's Australian. She knows everything about the body. She's amazing. And she's old, you know. She's like probably 70 or so, or late 60s. But there was a guy on, because I was thinking about Steve Jobs, you know how he died, right? He had pancreatic cancer, like,
right?
Yeah, he went away from his natural protocols. Yeah,
there's a guy back in '85, because I read a lot, and he cured a large portion of his patients who had pancreatic cancer, because it'll kill you in 3 months straight. You know, you're gone. And he said they use pancreatic enzymes. He says you got to use a whole bottle. You know, put it in a glass, drink it down, and do that for 2 weeks, and it'll disappear. So, I mean, 80% of his patients, he cured them, he said, with it. Now, I read this a long time ago. So does anybody?
All right.
I knew people. I know a couple people who are dying of it, and they wouldn't try it all. I'll ask my doctor. He says, oh, take a couple of tablets a day. That, I said, what did I tell you? I said, take a bottle a day. These guys are millionaires, and they both died. Right? They wouldn't try it. They wouldn't. They listen to their doctor. They wouldn't. They wouldn't try it. You know. So I mean,
oh, it's so sad. I lost a dear friend of mine to pancreatic cancer because he and his partner. They created a business where they were temporary natural gas pipeline solutions. For example, at UPS down in Atlanta, they run a lot of their trucks on natural gas, and they had to fix the pipe. So they bring in these tanker trucks for a short term and fill all the trucks for a month or 2 months until their pipeline's fixed, and they go all around the country. And his partner looks like hell. When I went to the Christmas party last year, I'm like, oh, my God, look at – I was saying to my wife, that guy looks awful. And then my dear friend developed aggressive pancreatic cancer. And his wife is good friends with Dr. Judy Mikovits's twin sister. And so she recruited Judy and I, and we were working together to heal him. But he like had this stigma. He's a real, I don't ever want to do marijuana. I'm afraid of what it'll do to my mind. And if he just would have let us heal him, he'd still be alive. But they trusted Western, and man, the poor guy. I went to his funeral, and we could have healed him. I mean, it's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, even the pancreatic enzymes, where he might have accepted those, you know, because it says pancreatic on the side of it, you know, you
well,
get high quality.
Right, 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 yeah, yeah.
So, gentlemen, just quickly, I have some breaking news here, just for the fun of it. So, I Jim and Giuseppe and some others, I sent you the link from that the article I was reading from. And
good.
I was going to just back it up. I was going to back it up with a second link from John Rappaport's site itself, No More Fake News. Well, check this out. I go to the site. I'm on there, no problem. Okay, so I go to his site. I go to the site, just like normal. I go to click on the article that I'm going to link to, right? The article that I just read from that is over there posted at the True Seeker website. Each time I get, your connection is not private. Attackers might be trying to steal your information from No More Fake News, right? Learn more, you know? And it's just like, I can't see the article on the site. And I get this like not secure little red. So it's, again, just amazing to me what's happening here in this censorship world where they can just take an article, right, and tell you, oh, your connection is not safe, it's not private.
Well, the trouble with the information is it's accelerating really fast, and they can't contain it, you know, because everybody's taking notes all over the planet every second. So
I just sent that too. Yeah.
I got to interject for a second, Bernie. I'd never heard of Barbara O'Neill, so I, you know, you can't Google because Google is so controlled with their AI. So I used Bing, and usually Bing's pretty good. But even Bing, the first page it brought up were nothing but Wikipedian skeptic flaming her as being such a quack, and I had to go to the end of the second search page to finally find her site, Beyond Patmos. And that's just... You know, that's just criminal that people are being prevented from learning the natural cures and the way we should be going, not the corporate deadly way.
I did it 2 years ago, and I just got right on it and went right to her site, and she has like 40 videos, and I just watched them all, you know. And a lot of it's just basic medicine, you know. It's not even anything voodoo, you know. So, I mean, she knows a lot about the body, the functioning of all the organs and all that kind of sort of thing, you know.
And, right. One thing I'd like to interject that you said earlier, that's the certain yoga pursuits believe that tomato and potato and eggplant are poisonous, but that's not all. There's many natural philosophies that consider the lycopene in tomatoes to be very important and organic potato very healthy. So that's just one possible pursuit.
They're talking about a combination, like tomatoes are usually high in acid and potatoes are high in, you know.
In combination, right, right. I get what you're saying. Okay, I get it. Okay.
And eggplants are hard to digest. eggplant's hard to digest. It's like
actuality too. Some of the stuff I've seen, and it's hard to know exactly what to believe. I've heard that too. I had a very interesting conversation a year or so ago with a guy, and he sent me to some papers online, and I read part of them, who claims that vitamin A, okay, especially the vitamin A that we get from the plant world is a toxin, you know. And so it's but what I was starting to say is that when you cook in a certain manner, when you cook tomatoes, that actually is supposed to be better. So, for example, the Italians got it made there with the sauce. You know, that's the best.
Well, I mean, the turn of the century, tomatoes were considered poison anyway, you know. They didn't eat them, really. But I like tomatoes, but I don't eat anything in excess, you know. So,
right. That's probably the smartest way.
And you got to balance it with other foods, and, you know, you can't eat too much of this. And it's because your digestive system and your whole immune system just works a certain way, you know, and you have to optimize it. And I'm old, you know, I'm over 70 already. So, you know, and it's all, but, you know, I spend a lot of time on mats doing exercises like Aikido or working out at a gym, and, you know, still things attack you, things get you. But if I didn't do that, I would have been gone 20 years ago. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to keep using your machine, you know.
You know, we haven't heard from Dean in a long time. Dean's still on the call, Professor.
Yeah, please, Dean, join in. Go ahead.
Oh, just a couple of thoughts on that. One about cancer, one about COVID-19 and Ayurvedic medicine. But with the cancer, I was just thinking they used to have this little gotcha line about how, oh, cancer rates are only high or seem high because in the past people died of something else before they ever got to cancer. And of course, cancer rates went up in the modern age of medicine. So that was was an interesting one. But I find it interesting that they also in the media, you also get a lot of talk about, well, this will help cause cancer and that will help cause cancer if you run into it. And every time they come up with this stuff, the thing that actually ends up causing cancer slips through the cracks until it's too late and is pulled. And I'll give you one example. Colgate toothpaste brand is the biggest brand of toothpaste in the world. And one of the Colgate toothpastes actually had an ingredient in it that would cause cancer. And at the time, the news came out that it was in Canada, so they pulled that toothpaste out of the Colgate line. And what I found really interesting is that when I first saw it, I wrote down the name of the ingredient. This was several years ago now. Went to a shop in the UK that I knew had a good selection of toothpaste, went to the Colgate section, and lo and behold, I found one with that ingredient in, and then went back several months later, never heard any reports in the media about it. It was gone. I found that was interesting.
It does have fluoride in it.
It's actually another ingredient, but I wish I could remember it, but I just haven't got the recall to the name of the ingredient. But yeah, I mean, they really got busted over it.
I mean, Crest put the fluoride in it first, and Colgate just tested the fluoride, and they said it doesn't do anything, but it sells toothpaste. So they decided to put it. It's a marketing thing, you know. And
a marketing thing, isn't it?
Fluoride is,
bones and everything.
Byproduct of aluminum, and it's very toxic, you know. And they put it in everything.
Yeah, it's not the greatest. Yeah, it's hard to actually get fluoride-free toothpaste, actually, isn't it?
Oh, there's tons of it out there. Yeah, you can get off. I've been using fluoride-free for 20 years, you know.
As we enter the countdown, let's get a final closing thoughts from each of you. Let's start with Dean in the UK. Dean.
Oh, the closing thoughts is just to simply follow the simple common sense of building your immune system. Just stick with that. Make sure you have some sunlight or vitamin D in the mix as well.
Bernie from Connecticut, give us your final thoughts.
I have one final thought, because I was listening years ago to this guy, because I listened to it, I remember it. There's this guy named Dr. Waterman. You probably heard of him. He had a talk show for a while. And he said he was at a he was at a dinner with a bunch of a physicist and his wife, and he was making fun of this physicist, and she turns to him and says, "Oh, don't worry about it. We have a black guy who we're grooming to be president of the United States."
Really?
This, yeah. Now, this was 19. Remember, Obama graduated from Occidental College like in 1979. So this is like, she said it was 1985. I guess she said they've been working with this guy since 85. 1985. So yeah, I mean, I hear all kinds of stuff. You just don't know. Anyway, something to think about.
That's pretty fascinating. Paul, how about your thoughts?
Well, I guess the only thing I can add is take off the mask, take off the condom, and live your life.
You don't have a choice.
Giuseppe, I'm so pleased you could join me today. Please give your summing up of a whole host of issues we've been dealing with here today.
I think it was a far-ranging conversation with many truths, and the idea is that don't get a flu vaccine, certainly don't get the Corona 19 vaccine, and do everything you can to remove toxins from your life and eat organic or natural, and that includes even how you filter your water. A Brita filter is not good enough. You need to filter with something like a Berkey gravity filter or like an in-home system that takes out all the fluoride, all the heavy metals, everything. And similarly, even in your shower, there's a company out of Nevada called Water Chef, CHEF, that has a very inexpensive shower head that will take out all the chlorine. And you need to, because people don't realize the biggest organ in the body is the skin, and you're absorbing everything. And that's another insane lie about wearing a mask, when you can absorb everything through your skin even easier than the lungs. So it's all a lie. Take off the masks. And fight back. We got to fight back.
Let me encourage everyone to track down the article on Natural News. I just published it on my blog. To jamesfetzer.org, check it out. This is the one article you most need to read now. You need to read this now. jamesfetzer.org, check it out. Share it with friends, neighbors. Don't post it on Twitter because they won't let you do it. There it is. How fascinating. Maybe the most important news we all need to know is something they won't let us publish on Twitter. That tells you something about the state of the world today. We're in a desperate plight. You need to understand what's going on here, because the fate of the nation, I do not exaggerate, depends upon it. Thanks all of you for listening. Paul and Bernie and in UK, Dean, and especially Giuseppe for being here. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.